wants to be better defensively against the Oilers' top group tonight. So underway here in game three. And are these not the two loudest buildings in the Stanley Cup playoffs? Tried to send it back around. That was cut off by Drysdale, and he goes to work. Upended by Besser. And an early power play upcoming. Nikita Kucherov. Oh, big stop. Shelov. So we will get a...
Takes a step over. And then on the ensuing play down low, how about this save through the...
And Zadorov had some words for Drysdale as both went to the bench. After that, Ekholm sends it across. Darnell Nurse will get it back from Evander Kane. 10 seconds remaining in the power play. Kane to shot. Look back in front. Scores! Mattias Ekholm. And it is a power play goal.
This series, the first power play goes to the Oilers, and they go one for one. This time, though, a little bit of fortuitous bounce. The shot gets deflected, and how about Mattias Ekholm able to get his skate? And he's got to adjust to this. He's just going to go back door looking for a rebound. Instead, it goes off the stick. A little lob pass here. Kane tries to get it through, and watch from his skate to his stick and up and over.
Near side corner, and Hughes gets on it first. Back across, spun by Lindholm to Miller. And Besser. Here's Quinn Hughes. Different look for Vancouver. Miller on that far side to start. Scores! Brock Besser through the traffic. Power play goal answered by Vancouver.
So it looked early on like the Edmonton Oilers might get it out, but look at all the bodies in front. Just try to outman the Oilers at the front of the net. Besser, he's got options, but that one gets through Ryan and gets through the two bodies in front. And Besser with his head up, a little tip in there. Not sure if that was Lindholm. There's no question that it got it.
In fact, he was talking about playing when the coach had not absolutely confirmed that lineup change might be in the offing. JT Miller around, it'll come back to Myers. In deep for Miller. Great centering pass, chance, scores! Brock Besser doubles down.
Three between Besser and Miller, back to the point, then back around, and look at Besser get lost. You got both McDavid and the D-man Ekholm going to the same man, and he ends up being wide open, and that's the wrong guy if you're an Edmonton Oiler. Look at the patience there.
Down to the near side, Zadorov moves up, put it on goal. Centering pass by Blücher, intercepted, and McLeod away. It's a three-on-one, CeCe is up, Kane off the post.
Out at his own end, that springs Kane at the other, over the glove, off the post.
I'm sure Kane was just trying to recover his balance, or thought that might have been in. Here's a chance, and Shelov with the stop. That big line was playing downhill throughout the third period in game number two, but the ice has not been tilted so far in the opening period of this game. Here's a great pass, and Hughes in, shot wide. Besser side of the net, and unable to pull the trigger. Quick enough, it's given away. Besser again, hat-trick goal. Brock Besser, and there are hats flying here at Rogers Place.
Into the zone and did a quick little stop-up shot. Besser wasn't able to make the play. He actually turns it over, but now you've got an errant pass that comes right back, and Warren Fogle just looks skyward after, and Besser, after thinking that it was going to be transitioned the other way, Suter with the little pass, and this is a quick move, and you can see Skinner was already down.
Around for Janmark, a shoulder check, takes a hit from Miller, but got it ahead, and Ryan sends it deep. 45 seconds remaining here in the opening period, and a chance. Desjardins, loose in front, in the blue paint.
Was trying his best to get to that off his skate. And how about Shelov? He holds his stick.
As that first goal, as you suspected, Greg, has been changed to Lindholm. So it's a two-goal game for Besser. A three-point opening period. And we start the second. He left it in the corner where Pettersson tried to cycle it back towards his defenseman Cole, and now the Canucks are out. And to the attack goes McKeon, snapping the shot high in the air and batted away by Ekholm. Not sure Skinner knew where that puck was in the air. And now play to the line, kept in. Here's Corey Perry trying to break through. A chance in front, and in! Back in the mesh of the club to tell if that's over the line or not.
Yeah, look at the double clutch there by Shelovs to be able to find that one. Hronek is getting a penalty regardless, or if this is a goal, the penalty won't be. And fans are watching it. It's a hard one to look from that angle to see definitively. The call, it looks like on the ice anyways, was no goal.
And the one view from the slot. Hyman parking in front. The pass doesn't arrive. And there's Oman back out. Along with Joshua, Oman drives the lane. And the shorthanded chance.
He enters the lineup. There's an errant pass in the middle, into the middle of two Canucks. And look at Oman all of a sudden see, okay, maybe we've got a chance to attack here.
Feeds back, and McDavid occupying the left point. Midpoint is Bouchard. He gets it back from McDavid. Over on the other side, Nugent Hopkins. Chuck Bagel scores! Drysdale from his block! Another Oilers power play goal!
Fans have seen this before. I mean, how many times have you seen Drysdale from an angle that it looks like there's no way you can put this past the goaltender up high? Side to side and a long pass down, and Shelovs, oh, he lost sight of the pass. This is not about a shot beating you. It's Shelovs didn't see that pass through the screen, and Draisaitl.
Keane, of course, with 13 goals in 15 games in the 22 Stanley Cup playoffs. Darnell Nurse is in deep. Checked by Cole. Following up Holloway, Nurse, and a nice short side stop.
Here's Holloway with a quick little turn and a nice pass to Nurse, kicking out the blocker save.
Told us this morning about friends and bringing the cup to his hometown in Vetlanda, Sweden. Knocked down, it's McDavid, following, Drysdale, off the post.
But how about this chance, Hyman in to Drysdale, up and over, off the post and out.
Back towards Bluger, but knocked down along the inboards by Drysdale. Here's McDavid, revving his engines. Drysdale in again, shooting, and Shelovs with the stop. Besser fires it around. JT Miller there. And it will go through Miller, back to Lindholm. And Hughes. Miller calls for it, looks in front, Lindholm scores! Redirected in, it's a power play goal, and the Canucks up by two again.
Watch this play in the middle, it's just a simple drive to the net, curl back, and as the puck comes through, right here, he's got it underneath his skate, kicks it to the area. What a great play right there. Under his skate, kicks it, and then past the stick of Stuart Skinner. That is not easy to do. What an amazing play that off balance gets it up and over.
Back across into the skates of Drysdale. Besser there. Drysdale fights it off. In front of the net. Fair stop. Rebound. Shelov down.
The fact of four goals against on just 15 shots. And, you know, the head coach will use different things at times. Maybe it's to send a message to his team, maybe just really felt that Skinner
holds on again. Long survey. Eugene Hopkins takes a long look. Drysdale again. McDavid coming up front. Loose puck, they jam. Shelovs down. Created some room to get that back to Bouchard. Now a flip knocked down by McDavid. It'll come free to Miller. He'll fire it off the post. I don't know if he can hit the post that solid.
The Edmonton Oilers to take advantage of good defensive structure there.
Well, then Linus Karlsson out in this situation, trying to protect the lead for the Canucks. It'll come to Bouchard. And now Drysdale across, nice pass. And come to Bouchard. His shot through traffic. Scores! Within one. With 1:16 to go.
Nothing through the middle in tight, so what do you got to do? Get it towards the net. Another one off Ian Cole as he's boxing out the body of Connor McDavid. Goes right off his Canuck logo.
Bounced off Joshua. One more shot. A target rebound. Played wide. And the Canucks have held on. And we- win game three, and behind the net.